This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian shelling killed 5 civilians and wounded 5 others in 2 East Ukrainian cities Saturday, the local governor said. The fighting has become increasingly fierce in the region, where authorities have urged residents to evacuate before a feared Russian offensive. Meanwhile, Ukrainians, many fleeing the port city of Odessa, arrived at Romania's Isatia border crossing Saturday night. International volunteers, including from the United States, were seen preparing food and offering drinks to the refugees, many of whom were mothers with children. A stream of European leaders are showing their support for Ukraine by traveling to the nation's capital for face-to-face meetings with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with the president in Kyiv Saturday. The meeting is being described by officials as a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. At a news conference with President Zelensky, Johnson said sanctions will continue.
Together with our partners, we are going to ratchet up the economic pressure, and we will continue to intensify week by week the sanctions on Russia.
The unannounced visit comes a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to Ukraine. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer also met with President Zelensky before visiting the war-torn Ukrainian city of Bucha Saturday. Earlier, Nehammer had pledged that the European Union would continue to ratchet up sanctions against Russia until the war stops. Nehammer also said that Austrian embassy staff would return to Kyiv from Western Ukraine. The European Union has also returned its ambassador to Kyiv, and Italy also reportedly plans to reopen its embassy there. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday he's endorsing celebrity surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's running as a Republican in a closely watched U.S. Senate contest in the state of Pennsylvania. The Senate race could determine control of the Senate and the face of Democratic President Joe Biden's agenda. A crowded field of candidates are vying to replace the retiring Republican Senator Pat Toomey. Toomey was one of 7 Republican senators who voted to convict Trump in February 2021, following Trump's impeachment on a charge that he incited last year's attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the country's Governor General at his residence in the capital, Canberra, Sunday. Television networks showed, as local media said, he was set to call an election for May 21st. Governor General David Hurley represents Britain's Queen Elizabeth, and his authorization is necessary to dissolve Parliament and order a general election. Term limits mean the poll must be held before the end of May. German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht reiterated her doubt Saturday about maintaining the German Armed Forces' commitment in Mali during a trip to the country in which she spoke of atrocities committed in Moura. Mali's military-dominated government says it neutralized 203 jihadists in Moura, but witnesses interviewed by media and Human Rights Watch say soldiers actually killed scores of civilians. Peru declared a state of emergency Saturday in its critical tourism industry, which has been crushed by COVID. The country went from receiving 4.4 million foreign tourists in 2019 to 900,000 in 2020, less than half of that in 2021, according to official data. 3 rich businessmen and their astronaut escort arrived at the International Space Station Saturday morning in SpaceX's first private charter to the orbiting lab. NASA TV captured the first moments of NASA Command Center announcing the Axiom 1 crew docking operation.
And there's the call. Hard capture is complete. So all 12 hooks engaged and in place. Next up are some umbilicals, but Dragon now firmly attached to the space station. We see the visors come up on the crew inside.
The American, Canadian, and Israeli passengers who run investment, real estate, and other companies will stay on board the space station for more than a week. They paid $55 million apiece for the rocket ride and accommodation with all meals included. Recapping our top story, of course, it is Ukraine. Russian shelling killed 5 civilians and wounded 5 others in 2 East Ukrainian cities.